Hi, I'm Simon Wood. I'm on the senior leadership team here at Clear Vision. My title is Chief Innovation Officer. One of the main things I do is I help run our product Clear Hub. So Clear Hub is about providing technical contractors for teams around the world with some platinum support.
And I'm Paul Christie. I'm a senior technical trainer. I travel around the world delivering training for a variety of tools, whether they be Atlassian products or whether they be open source tools such as Git, and I train a whole range of organizations and people, whether they be coders, developers, project managers, in organizations from, you know, as small as 10 people up to blue chip major multinationals.
We're going to be talking about the challenges that are commonly found around businesses from small startups right through to some of the largest businesses in the world, particularly around their technology, around the software development lifecycle, SDLC, but we will also allude to some of the other challenges, as those same problems that you find in software teams are now increasingly the same challenges found in project management, in IT service management, and indeed in collaboration in teams wider in any organisation. We see consistent issues around teams and the technology they use that occur time and time again, whether this is a one-man band, right through to companies employing hundreds of thousands of people. We're seeing these issues, and they're essentially three modern phenomena. First is people aren't sure whether they're using the right tools, the right software tools, the technology itself. And that's partly speed of innovation, things changing all the time. The days of everyone being Microsoft suites are well and truly over, I think we can all agree. So how do we know that we're using the right technology? We're getting an increase of niche technologies, so technologies or software as a service designed to tackle specific single aspect points of the tools that people use on an everyday basis. So that's the first challenge. The second challenge is people want to make sure that their teams are operating the correct processes. And again, this comes from recent changes in the way that teams operate and work. And third, and this is not in order particularly, is the way that the teams themselves are made up. So one in five people will not be employed directly. They'll be a self-employed freelancer. So we have to work out what this means for teams, and particularly technical teams, and how we can use contractors to skill ourselves up, manage peaks in demands for projects we're delivering, or simply deal with particular customer requirements.
Normally when companies come to us, obviously they've got some pain. And quite often the initial pain they come with is we already have some software, but we don't necessarily have the relevant skills within the team that we already have. It might be the team that are there have inherited the software, or their internal system has grown organically and they don't really have any formal training in those particular tools. So the real question is, how do they remedy that? They maybe have an administrator who's in charge of a set of tools, hasn't had formal training. It might just be that the workload has increased. That administrator or that person in charge of the system is already dealing with a full workload. Mm. They need someone else to come on board, and have they got time to employ somebody, get them educated up?
So would you say this is a knowledge-based issue, basically? You know, we don't have necessarily the right skill set in-house to...
Correct, and they've got to look at how they fill that gap.
Okay, so you've got the knowledge side of it. What other ways can we help, particularly technology teams, with the challenges that they face?
We've got to look at getting the wider collection of the team up to speed. So what we also find quite often is that people come to us and say, we've been using this tool for several years. We know we're not getting the best out of that tool. And we can come and we can deliver training so that we can get everybody up to a speed to make everyone more efficient. There's quite a lot of middle management who aren't getting visibility of the lower level tasks. Come to us and say, you know, we've got these big master plans, we've got all this software, we can't actually see what's going on. Show us.
So when we think about how consultants can help with these kind of digital programs, you're saying that there's a kind of reporting, dashboarding data level. There's a configuration level, as in, can you help us set these up properly? Maybe even possibly migrate them from some old legacy tooling, something that they have, you know, they've been using something for 10 years, then they recognize there's something better in the market.
Agreed. And we can either, you know, we can have a look at their processes. If we believe that the processes are robust,
yeah,
then we can help them to maybe automate. You know, automation and DevOps are really quite big. Some companies just require some form of sturdy process, regardless of whether they're in software or in just a project management environment.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a really good point, because ClearVision, we're specialists in the Atlassian suite of tools. That's our sweet spot. There's no doubt that the Atlassian world emerges and is stronger in the software development teams and in the software development lifecycle. Not that it fulfills every stage, but that it's incredibly good. For example, Jira's the world-leading task management tool at the moment, and Confluence, you know, great wiki-based tool, Bitbucket, Bamboo, more technical. So I feel like it's fairly obvious that the Atlassian tool set works very well in the software development lifecycle. But what's interesting and what we're seeing on the ground is that those tools are now increasingly being used in other areas, particularly IT and IT service management. We're seeing a spread of tooling. Jira Service Desk into our ITSM is a massive growth area for us at ClearVision at the moment. So there's a big movement into there. And as you say, wider into collaboration teams, as we put and have put installed instances with the processes you're talking about into marketing teams, HR teams. Do you find that that's an increasing element of the sort of training and consultancy that ClearVision deliver?
Definitely. We have had an explosion, so to speak, in the number of client deliveries where the company that we're speaking to, or the department, a pure project management department.
Yes.
And we have the ability to be able to go in there. And, you know, with some of our background in project management as well, we know what's important to them.
Yeah.
Rather than going into those places and talking about coding and here's how you do deployments, that's a foreign language to them.
Yes.
So we can go in there and talk to them in project management language.
When we talk about digital transformation, again, we're not just talking about software teams, are we? We're talking about transformation of a business across the technology they're using, the process they're using it, and I would argue how they're interacting with the people.
Agreed. And there are several different types of digital transformation. What you might find is some of these companies have already got maybe some teams already running in an agile manner, maybe Kanban. Or maybe Scrum. And the real question is, with them, they're looking to expand the teams. How do we fill that gap? Do we, you know, do they employ people and have someone like ourselves train them up in the ways of Agile? Do they need someone on board with a faster ramp-up time to hit the ground running?
Yeah.
Or, taking a step back, is your current process of that team efficient? At which point they can get a consultant in to look at a higher level and either have maybe one of our consultants just come in and do a one-day discovery, build their process longer term and become sort of a long-term consultant.
I think you've hit the sweet spot, but the answer, of course, is that it's all of the above, right? Discovery can look at all of those areas. So a consultant comes in, works out how the tools are being used, whether there's tool gaps, and if there are tool gaps, what are the industry-leading tools to plug those gaps. They can then work out how much consultancy is required to help build out the right processes and the right workflows and so on. And in many ways, a lot of businesses have been missing. How do we then ensure some kind of continuity in the midterm? And by that, I mean 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months. And that's where we're seeing this kind of gig economy led, let's put contractors on site to help post the high level consultancy phase. And we've got examples of that where contractors have come in from an administration perspective, where they are really saying, put in this new suite of tools, we've configured it right, but we're here on hand, on site, to help make sure that people are using it properly, it integrates with some of your other technology. And these guys are required often for 3 months. We often see actually their contracts do get rolled on because they've become a very useful member of the team. But that's an interesting, quite new phenomena, that kind of putting in these contractors post that consultancy phase on a kind of longer term basis.
That's really just the beginning of the journey. Some of the organisations think, okay, we can get somebody in to give us a review after 2 days and suddenly we're agile. Generally, they don't have either the bandwidth or the skills to even take those recommendations and make those changes.
Yeah, I mean, I think of an example quite recently where ClearVision did that. You get this high impact, high value consultancy. And what's really good here is that they're looking at the technology, how they're hosted, how they're put together and so on. But a lot of the reason people do these digital transformation is because there is an external force. They have a project to deliver, you know.
Well, a recent training delivery I did, basically a client was told that they had to do everything Scrum.
Yeah.
There were Agile and Scrum are the buzzwords at the moment, along with DevOps, of course.
Yeah.
But and they're getting these indications from above that you have to work Agile, you have to work Scrum, and this edict came down from on high. And then what we're able to do is look at their current process and say, well, actually, I don't think that that way of working is appropriate to you. Rather than just go in and say, this is how you use Scrum, try to apply your current way of working to that, which is, you know, square peg, round hole.
Yeah.
We can take a larger view and say, is that way of working appropriate, and recommend alternatives, so you get the benefits out of it.
Yeah, and that's not to say, of course, that we can't do Agile or Scrum training and come in and look at DevOps transformation. But the fact is, as you say, doing a customised version of that, bespoke to the actual business's requirements, is what works really on the ground.
Great. And what you'll find is when we deliver our training, for example, it's not just here are the steps, we'll work out the knowledge of the people in the room. Do we have to cover the basics? Or a recent delivery I did, everybody in the room had been doing Git development for over 5 years. So it's not worth telling them how to create a repository. They've been doing it for 5 years. Mm. Really, at the end of the day, it's, okay, what's your pain?
Yeah.
And then how can we add value? How can we make your process more efficient? And then focus on those points. Our training can be modified quite quickly on the ground as we're delivering it, rather than be fixed. But again, sometimes the issue is that there just aren't enough admins within the company. So I'm teaching people, oh, you might need a new workflow to help you with this, or a new Kanban board. Get your admin to help you. And sort of, as I've previously said, you normally find there might only be one admin, and they're just totally snowed under. So then the question is, okay, how do we get their admin either working more efficiently, or get them have some more Jira admins, Confluence admins?
I was going to say, you can also train people up to that level, you see. You know,
agreed. So they've got the option. Do they take someone and train them up, or do they get someone in short term from ClearHub?
Coming back to the fundamental point around disruption, I think a lot of businesses, you gave the example there, talk about the fact that they are responding to an external force, whether it's someone up high telling them, you've got to become Scrum, you've got to be more agile, you've got to do a DevOps program, a customer requirement that they work in a certain way. It's usually external. And this is the kind of bit that I want to challenge really fundamentally. And that's that if you're waiting for someone to tell you to do these changes, you're probably too late. The idea around the way the economy works now is that if you're not going to disrupt yourself, you're probably going to be disrupted by somebody else. So don't wait for the external to happen. Even if you think, actually, I'm pretty happy with the tools I'm using, I'm pretty happy with the way the team operates, I think that we're using some pretty good tactics. Are you telling me it can't be improved? That you can't challenge that? That an expert can't come in and offer some value on top of what you're doing that could probably save you a huge amount of time and money?
Yeah, well, I find this happens quite often, that some people are happy in their ignorance.
That's right.
And some organisations have been doing this for the last 10 years and it worked.
Yeah.
And it's not until we come in and look at their processes and say, well, where are your meeting notes at the moment? Oh, they're all in bits of paper all over the place. And no one in the meeting really takes notes. Suddenly you train them into how to use Confluence properly and just say, next time you're in a meeting, just put your meeting notes into Confluence.
Mm.
And I've seen organisations that we've trained to use these tools properly at. The example is a guy was on a business trip. He was in India. We trained him how to use Confluence and his team. While he's in a meeting with a supplier, he makes some notes on a Confluence page. Within half an hour, the person in the UK, his counterpart, has turned those points into JIRA issues and is actually already starting to build a product in the UK. And they've had that tool for about 5 years.
Yeah.
It's not until you show them, you know, use this tool properly. Normally when you come out of a meeting, who's got the meeting notes? Will I write them up? What are the action items? Mm. A lot gets lost. But merely just a day's training to show them some of these best practices, so to speak.
That's it.
Can raise the bar on their efficiency and performance.
So I think from my perspective, I have never encountered, and tell me if you haven't ever encountered, someone who we've worked with that we have not been able to go in there and add massive value, either from the way they're working, the tools they're using, or by helping them with some of their talent acquisition. There hasn't been one. So if anyone is sat there, like your example you gave earlier, and thinking, well, we've got the technology, or we're kind of a bit agile, or, you know, we can use contractors now and again, but they're not actually exploring that properly, you know, there's good news. There's a fantastic opportunity for you to learn about these things and to add big value to your business in the coming weeks, months and years.
I agree completely. And not only that, I think that once they've got a specialist in their organisation who is new to that organisation and is not indoctrinated processes, they can look at that with a fresh light and say, actually, there are these tools that are used elsewhere or these processes used in other companies that I've been into. These seem to add value. Have you thought about doing it this way instead? I think that the whole thing of training and then providing contractors can add more value. It's more than the sum of its parts, because once you add training or contractors to an organisation, you not only get that training, but there is additional value brought from this variety of experience that they bring with them from maybe different industries even.
Totally agree. So if you think that you do need some help with tools that you're using on an everyday basis, the technology, the way in which you're engaging, the processes, or whether you've got some challenges around talent, be that contracting or freelancing, get in contact with us, go onto the website, fill out an inquiry form. We'll get back to you within 2 hours and we'll start talking about how we can help. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.